This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, welcome to it. It's the weekly mashup. And just in case you forgot, don't forget to...
Diamonds on that Billie Jean. So cut down that big old cement. In the booth like Clark Kent. In the coupe like Bruce.
Oh, yeah, baby. One of my favorite songs right now by one of my favorite rappers like ever. That is Don't Forget to Pray. And that was, of course, the man himself, a.k.a. And before that, we had... We Batla Kai by DJ Mogai. You know what I mean?
First time.
From Pretoria.
First time.
Like, that's my city, you know?
I
On
know.
Sunday, we had my daughter's two-year birthday
first
party.
First say who we are, T. Like, you're just going in there.
Okay, well, if they don't know by now, some people
in case
don't.
You are new
just in
people.
Case. Welcome to the Weekly Mashup. I'm Timisha Masha, and I'm in the studio with the lovely, colorful, really
All
well-dressed... You're going to say your name or should I do that as well?
You might as well.
Candace Mama.
M-A-M-A people.
M-A-M-A.
Hello,
Mama
hello.
Candy.
Oh my God, don't do that.
Don't
do
that's what
that.
You're going to be, right?
Oh, hell
give
no.
it about 20 years.
I really don't
give
want
it 20
that.
Years.
I want to be...
All the people who are going to be your age then, in 20 years, you know,
it's going to be a me and
now.
You dynamic, right?
Yeah, yeah. They're going to be like, Mama Candy.
No, but you know what it is?
I just want to be, you know, on radio...
No.
Or whatever.
Do you know what it is,
me?
T? Mm-hmm. I surround myself with older people so that I'm always the young one.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I mean,
so even
you
then.
Can't even be my friend if we have an age gap less than 20 years. I'm
oh,
like,
okay.
I don't accept.
You're one of those chicks who, like, only
I'm
hangs out with
chick.
Ugly chicks just to be like, your whole party is ugly. Just so that
I didn't say they're
you
ugly.
Are the
I said they're old.
One. Oh, okay. I was telling you a story. Like,
yes, about your daughter's birthday.
My daughter's birthday party.
Yes.
So the theme was Mickey Mouse. Because she likes
the cutest,
Mickey.
Yeah.
So we just did a little, because she's a girl, we did a mini thing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, you know, we tried not to be sexist about her. If she likes to be Mickey, that's fine. If she turns
yeah.
out, like, that's how she wants to go, that's how she wants
if
to be.
If she's, yeah. If
that's okay.
She, yeah.
I'm okay. I'm ready for that, you know?
Good. Wow, good for you.
But we're playing that song. We're at that guy.
Yes.
Kom, ko, ko, ko.
And
she
you
was
just showed
on
me the
her
video.
Back. On her back doing that stuff with her cousins, with her little cousins, because they're all crazy like that. It was great.
But you know what I love
fantastic.
About the video?
What?
Is that, like, it starts from a young age where, like, a circle. As soon as
yeah,
one thing,
yeah.
one person does
yeah.
something dramatic, the whole circle is like, go, 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 go.
Yeah,
I love it. So it's a black thing.
Yeah, it is.
It's in your DNA.
It's in... I played on my way up. You know that track?
Oh,
the same
go
track
all
I played.
The way up.
Yeah.
Nothing can stop
she
me.
She did the whole thing with her arms, like, go all the way up. You know, at her party, she was like, yeah.
Yes.
What?
Y'all better recognize. Y'all better recognize.
But you yes. know what, actually, I'm loving that AKA song as well, by the way. And I'm loving AKA
okay.
at the moment and Bonang for their TV show, Being Bonang. How do you
okay,
feel
wait,
about it?
Wait,
I saw
wait,
it for
wait.
The first time.
You know what's funny? I love yeah. how you're saying I'm loving AKA. For his no, it's Bonang's reality show.
It
she
is.
She just focuses a lot on AKA.
No, she just like AKA had a bit part in it, and I just wanted to like
well,
beat him up. He was there. It's
well,
Bonang's show.
Let's,
that's okay.
He looked annoyed to be on there for me.
You think
he
so?
He kind of looked like ah oh, shit.
But don't you
oh,
think
he
was just being a rapper? Because if you're a rapper, you can't be enthusiastic. It just
you can't be
things,
enthusiastic about.
No, you
shit.
Can't be like oh, man, I'm on your show. This is so cool. Hey, everybody, you're a rapper. You're supposed to be like oh, okay. Why are we doing this again?
Okay, you know, start.
I'll have
start
wine
by
for
your...
breakfast, baby, with that sandwich.
I mean, how ridiculous.
Yeah, you know.
I think it was just so ridiculous.
You think it was ridiculous?
God. But okay, you give me your standpoint.
No, okay.
Because
I don't even mind what they put out there. I don't care.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But what I care about is the fact of what Bonang actually represents.
Yes.
She's a young black woman
mm-hmm.
who slays.
Yes.
Right in South Africa,
yeah.
and we just need that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's my type of slaying or it's not my type of slaying, whether it's even true or false, I don't care. It's like there's a lot of positivity in it. Like their love is positive. There's no drama out there. You know, I mean, she was actually sweeping his floor in his kitchen at his house, and then making him a sandwich.
Okay.
I was like, you go, girl. You you could have gone. You could pay someone to make him a sandwich, but you decide you're going to take care of your man. And
maybe
then
probably
to,
for the show. Let's not friends. It's
I don't think
for
it's
the
for
show.
The show because I think they genuinely love each other because they don't have to. Be together, you know what
no,
I mean?
No, yeah, okay.
And if it is for the show, well, big up, sister, because you're showing us how to hold on to that man. Yes, if that sounds sexist, I don't care.
Okay,
if you want to be with
then.
Me, you better learn how to make but, a sandwich.
God, anyone knows how to, even I know how to make a sandwich, and I can't cook
yeah,
a shirt.
But look,
I'm an assembly queen.
You
I
might
can assemble
know how
a sandwich.
To make a sandwich, you might know how to assemble it, but do you want to do it for
of
me?
Of course, no,
that's
of course.
What I'm saying.
Like, if I'm in a relationship with someone, I think it's only but fair. That,
but that's what I mean.
But I also think it's reciprocal. If I'm tired, then I'd like someone to make me a damn sandwich too.
Of course. No, it goes without saying. But look, someone might just drive you to Durban, like on the vacation. Uh-huh. He's going to drive all the way, right? He's not going to be like, you know, babe, I drove halfway and now we're like at Harry Smith.
50-50.
I just think like this 50. It's like your turn now because I'm tired too. You know? Like, guy, drive the car. Drive.
Okay, look. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Going back.
Do manly things. She wants the light fixed. Don't be like, yeah, but you know, I fixed the last lamp and I'm getting tired of fixing these lamps. And you know, I just got my nails done. So, you know, I think it's your turn this time. It's your turn to move the couch.
It's funny. It's funny because like I... Okay, I'm going to go back
I'm
to the
challenging
show
challenging you. Come on. Bring it on. I'm challenging you.
Okay, but this is away from Bonang's reality show because okay. that I've got my
We're
own...
We're going to go back to it.
I've got my own things
okay,
about.
All right.
I do think that they do have to be certain gender roles. And yeah. I'm a 21st century woman. Okay. And I love fixing shit. Like, I'm that person who you'll okay. find me in my house drilling holes all right, and all right, doing all right. stuff. So I do think that there's a gender thing that needs to... You know, like, women are nurturers. They're supposed to take care of an environment and a space. And I just love a clean space. So I will clean up the house. I will sweep the damn floor. Mm. But after I've swept, don't you be coming here with your dirty ass feet. Like, I lose my shit. Like, don't do that to me.
Oh, no.
You know, like, and
you're
like, only
you're that one who makes people play outside all day because
yes.
you are cleaning.
Yes,
no,
yes.
I can't.
And on
believe.
A Sunday, I put on Metro and I move shit around. Like, I move
and
the fridge, I move
better
the couch.
Not be there, otherwise,
no, you can be there if you're helping me. If you're not helping me, you need to
just go.
Just
and don't come back
your,
with your dirty feet.
Just make sure you just dust them off. I'm not
you know
asking
what?
For much. Just
let's
them off.
Let's just be fair. At least we're grateful that you decided to clean.
Exactly. I'm
you know
not leaving
I mean?
You in a pigsty.
No,
you know?
Yeah. No, that's cool. That's,
yeah.
Okay, let's go back to
the
show.
Okay,
then.
So
okay.
going back to
you
the show.
You passed the test, by the way.
Okay.
We're ready to go negotiate. We're ready.
I'm like,
bring
I've
it.
Been
anybody,
in training.
Come.
I've been in training.
I'm confident. I'm confident that I might get something out of
but
you know what I mean? I might get a couple of cows and I won't be embarrassed that. But we got all these cows out of this guy and kind of like I was there.
They don't even know.
You know what I mean?
They don't even
okay.
know what's about
I'm
to go
confident.
Down.
All right, cool. And then?
Going back to the show. Okay, firstly, and I'm sorry because I know this is your friend and she was at your birthday, but I
no,
can't
you don't
fucking
have to start
stand
like
her.
That. You can't,
no,
you don't have to start
I,
like
I
that.
Have to start like that because I need to apologize to your friends because the company you keep is questionable. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, not to fire
now
shots at you
no,
and
no,
your
yeah,
company.
Because you now you're making me have to like defend myself. Or something, no. But we're not really like that tight. It's just like it was for
no,
the
no,
birthday.
No, no, no,
and she
no,
was, like,
no, no, no. Okay,
show.
It's okay. It's
no,
okay,
no, it's fine.
It's okay.
So don't make me
all
do
I'm
that.
Saying, all I'm saying is, you know, we are defined by the company we keep.
No, don't.
Sometimes
now you're making me go back there again. Don't make me say things I don't want to say on radio. Okay. So what's that got to do with it?
Okay. No, she just irks me. Like oh,
not Bonang, right?
No, the other one. Can I say her name? Lorna.
It's up to you. So.
Yeah, so like Lorna is just a pain in the fucking ass. Like you can't try and pretend to be bougie by looking down on other people. It irks me. Like
yeah,
just because you've got a level of success does not mean that everyone else is beneath you, and just because you're on TV does not mean people are beneath you.
Okay.
Fucking annoying.
Okay, that's
and,
fair.
And
that's
she's not even bougie her damn self, so she needs to calm the fuck down.
All right.
But then going back to Bonang,
now you're just mad.
Yeah, I'm mad at her. Like you don't even understand. Like when she made a comment, like oh, when the restaurant was filling up, and she's like, oh, I'm getting claustrophobic, bitch.
Okay.
Bitch.
All right.
Excuse
there was, like
us.
There was no one else there in
bitch.
The shot. I didn't see anybody in the shot. I only saw them.
Go fix your eyebrows. Like stop.
Or,
and anyway, going back.
Okay. All right.
I'm
Let's
clearly
get it
mad
out.
At
Let's
them.
Just get it out. It's okay.
I'm clearly mad.
How you
I'm
feel.
Mad.
It's okay.
It's like therapy.
Yeah.
And going back to Bonang, like you know what I do? I love celebrating Black excellence. I love celebrating someone who's you know getting into their space. But I actually feel like she could be going down on a downward spiral here, and this is why I'm saying
okay.
that. Remember what's her name?
Precautionary word.
Remember Nontle.
Yeah.
Nontle was great. Like Nontle was slaying the game. She was the trendsetter for this presenting
Dude, she was
game.
Dark and lovely.
She was the first person to make like a milli. Like in this industry, we were all like, "Damn, you can
That's
make that
even
much."
Possible?
What?
Yeah.
And she went to Hollywood. Then she released that Nontle Goes to Hollywood.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, yes, go slay us.
Yeah.
No, we were like, slay us, go to Hollywood, do your thing.
Yeah, but
and
she
then,
should have been at Hollywood, like trying to get into a show where she can present. Because we saw that.
Yeah, but you know what the problem was?
What's the problem?
After that reality show, she started losing her damn shit. Because when you let us into your life like that, everyone has a bigger comment and a bigger say on how you live your life.
Ooh,
and now,
a precautionary word.
And now, afterwards, you're going to start feeling some type of way and you're going to want to defend yourself, right?
Mm.
And I feel like Bonang. has had this reputation of like, oh, you know, I'm above criticism. I do not reply to people's, you know, negativity. And then in the snippets of the shows that are coming up, her and AKA have that fight in the trailer where they go walking through a crowd and AKA is like, ah, but why do you have to try and respond to everybody? And then like he slams the... Sorry.
I don't think he slammed the Bentley door. He just kind of closed it.
No, he closed it, but he was annoyed. You know, like when you're in a couple's tiff and they're like, yes,
sir, shut up. Everybody, no, man, hey, and then he pulls out a smoke, right? And I'm this on TV.
But can I tell you what the problem with that is?
What?
The problem with that is, for a long time, she's had a very structured image. For a long time, we were told that, oh, she's flying above the clouds. She's above, you know, responding to criticism and answers. And now we can see that clearly it's not her who's not responding to criticism. If she could, she clearly would. It's everyone around her who's controlling her and saying that don't tweet, say this. And when the DJ Zentlek thing came out, oh, Bonang is so classy. She does not respond to people like this. And the Euphonic thing, she threw shade at Euphonic. Euphonic was like, you know what? What did he say? You can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. Man, so I'm excited for the show. I'm sorry. Like the drama that's about to unfold is just
made it
happy
real.
For me.
I was like, ooh, it's so wonderful.
I know.
I'm
you were like aspirational, like a man.
So aspirational.
A man.
And you know, they're buying a house in Stain City. And did you see they drive like a G60?
Okay, firstly, it's because AKA's house is a little tiny, and I'm not throwing shade.
Oh my
it's
Lord.
Just a little small.
You just destroyed the show for me. You know what
I'm
like.
Now so
I'm like,
sorry.
I'm watching you.
I'm removing
eye.
The filter. I don't understand this.
No, keep the filter on. I wanted the filter on. I wanted to feel upbeat. I wanted
no,
to feel
No, because I don't want you coming
African
here in 6 weeks and now you're disappointed and sad.
Yeah, ne?
And I'm like, but
I'm
told you.
I'm finished and now I need therapy.
Because
I've seen the truth.
You see, so I'm just helping you.
I'm not fooled anymore.
And at least like these people aren't your friends. I mean, you're celeb. I don't know. Maybe she
we
is
all
your
live
friend.
In the same celebville. So, you know, sometimes.
And South Africa's such a small damn celebville.
So now I'm like.
Now you're going to be looking at them with one eye.
Now I have to go and talk to her and. And be like, ish, guys.
And when
I
you
got,
do
I got a reality check. I was loving your show.
And then
and I was
my
about
co-host.
To post. And then my co-host just like,
do you know what they're going to say?
Was a wet blanket about
no,
it.
No, you know what they're going to say? They're going to be like, black women don't support other black women.
That's true, though.
Black women don't want to see other black women succeed.
With my
and
own eyes.
No, but you know what? It's not that. I genuinely do love black women succeeding. And I have no problem with black women succeeding.
You just have to be a woman about it. You have to be all real about it.
Like, no, I don't. Like, no, Lorna, like, I don't like. Bonang, I'm rooting for. Lorna, I really could fall off a cliff.
You know when you've just made it and you're ready to go buy that 4x4, that luxury, but you can just afford the installments, right? you don't know how you're gonna pay for petrol or insurance, but you sure you can
you're
afford
like,
the
yes!
installments, and you're on your way, and you just run a past, you go, hey babe, you know I'm thinking of, and she's like, and then petrol,
you no, if your girl loves you,
and then
you.
Insurance,
if your girl loves you, she's gonna
and I'm
say,
like,
baby,
ah, you see now, I
you're
was gonna,
gonna be
figure
sweet.
It out.
No, you're not
it's
gonna.
Like, petrol, yeah, 6,000, you're gonna figure it out.
No,
yeah, I was gonna figure it out.
No, T, if your girl loves you, she'll say to you. But baby, you're going to be sleeping with one eye open. We're going to be asking people for petrol money.
We're going to be always traveling. Because that's why we travel with an entourage. Because those people are, it's actually a Lyft club. They're paying for petrol.
Yeah, they're like, you know, today I'll put in,
everybody,
I'll put in.
50-50-50, please. I think I see city. But anyway, we've got an entourage today.
We've
got a whole bunch
of.
We've
got a team. Squad.
Of gentlemen here. Very distinguished gentlemen. Very well-dressed. Very good-looking gentlemen here.
It's going down.
It's going down. So let me introduce everybody. I've got Alan. I've got Alain.
Yeah, Alain.
Yeah. It's quite French, you know. I've got Sabelo.
Yeah,
it's Xhosa. Wandile, Tammy, and Tiro.
By
how
the way, everyone
there?
In studio is black. Good.
Yeah, everybody.
Just to put it out.
Like,
there.
It's not. It wasn't by design. We didn't like plan that everyone should be black.
It's like pro black movement.
You know what I mean? Like, we weren't trying to be woke. Or conscious.
Hashtag woke.
It just turned out that way.
You know what? I'll take my woke card if this is what it comes. Whatever. I'll take it.
So what's up, gents?
I know. It's okay.
I know everyone's okay. Here. Like, kind of. Some people are here for different reasons. But I know that Ellen and Sabelo, and I think Wandile as well, you guys are here for.
And Tommy.
Oh, my bad. It's just Tiro who's going to stand up.
Yeah. I'm outside.
Okay,
well, it's cool.
Okay, we're going to get to you, Tiro. But you guys are doing something amazing this weekend. I just want to hear about that. Who's going to tell us? Who's going to go first? Sabelo, take it away, Baba. Into the microphone.
Yeah, cool, man.
Yeah.
First of all, just so glad to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you, man.
Great stuff, man. Great stuff you're doing here.
Nice.
Well, we come from TRS, which stands for Test Rugby Sundays. As it says, we play Test Rugby on a Sunday. But there's like so many of us, and we all in different industries, and we all feel we can influence, you know, our nation and our continent in a positive way.
I just got to say right there. Okay, like we did say, they're all black, and then like every Sunday they touch play rugby. Touch rugby. So that kind of just tells you something about the kind of guys we have in the studio.
Yeah,
right? They are well educated. They went to the good schools, okay?
I didn't want to say anything, but I'm glad you did bring it up.
We're not getting together to play soccer.
I'm
okay?
Like,
I don't play like touch. Five aside. Touch. Play touch rugby, eh?
Can we just recognize?
So, Oaks, eh? What's going on, eh? How's it, Oaks?
Number one puts in the game.
How's it, Wandy, eh?
I'm all right, David.
What position do you play, bro?
Roughly around the pork chops.
Around the edges.
Yeah, around the pork chops. The fatties, right? Most important people on the field, by the way.
Yeah. All right. Now let's get back to business, though. Okay, everybody. So what's happening this Saturday? I'm really excited because Saturday you guys are having like you're giving back to the children at Zola Community Ground. I just want to get right into that.
Yeah, for sure. So what we're doing every now and then, we just do our initiatives, CSI initiatives, and we've decided to go to Zola and give back to the children. We're collecting groceries or even like people who want to help, you know. You get there because these children, not only do they need that food to eat when they go to these youth programs, because with the youth program that helps them out to inspire them and get them to know their value. So we're just helping out that program. What we're going to do, we're going to get there, play around like different games with the kids, because sometimes it's more about the attention, just them getting the attention, because our parents are always so busy. They're always working and going to work and not having the energy to come back and, you know, play games with us, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to say, if you're going to play touch rugby though, right, and you're playing with the kids, and like a kid, like you hit one up and it's a high kick and the kid's trying to catch, don't go soft on him just because he's a kid. You know what I mean? Like, you got to make him a man. It's all in, man.
Okay.
And that's your chance to shine, dog. Take him out.
It's touch rugby. It's touch. Full contact.
I mean, he just went in there.
Don't hurt the kids.
Why are they playing with the men, damn it?
Oh my God.
You're trying to make them men.
Why did you bring a boy into a mascot? So tell me, what's your role in the whole thing?
We decided to form TRS. Mm-hmm. Touch Rugby Sundays about a year ago. And we formalized slightly. I'm
That's
the president,
cool.
Michael Mwapela is the vice president. These guys here are part of the committee.
Okay.
And yeah, it's not just this. It's about sports. It's about, you know, young black kids. We eventually want to send a school through Varsity at WITS eventually.
Dope.
Through
Oh, wow.
The funds we raise. So, mm-hmm. you know, we welcome any support, technical, financial, all sorts.
And where can guys, like, if they want to support, right? Especially, like, financially, because, you know, sometimes you're like, I got the money right now, but you know how it is, guys. I'm really busy, you know. Is there a debit order or something like that? Is there an EFT?
We do have an official TRS account
that
we've opened. We formalized with that. I can give details. Eventually, we are on Instagram.
Okay, yeah, let's do that, and then people can find you from there.
Yeah.
Where on Instagram
it's
are you?
It's at Touch Rugby Sundays on Instagram. Email address is info@touchrugbysundays.co.za.
Okay. And now, are you guys like a registered like NPO and everything?
We're a registered NPO and a PTY.
All right. So you guys, if you're out there and you got some extra cash that you want to just donate and stuff, it's not going to fund the beers and filling up the table at Meat Lounge at the Touch Rugby Sundays.
Or for petrol, for the Range Rover.
You know, it actually, it's like, it's all above board. It's audited, which is great. I love to hear that, guys, because a lot of times you want to do something great and then we're just like, Ellen, you know, we're stuck.
Yeah.
At that administration part, and we're like, please, if you don't mind. And I'm like, but you know, what about a Section 18A form, bro? Mm-hmm. You know, because at the end of the tax year, I gave you like half a mil, bro.
Yeah.
You know, half
a
bar, and then now SARS is like, you could just be like giving to your friends.
Everything's above board. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Everything's above board.
So what's your role in it, my guy?
Myself, I'm part of the secretary.
Okay.
I'm the head of secretary. Basically, it's basically about internal relations.
Okay.
So all the drafting, all the information has to go through me. So basically, the information that we've sent to you has to go through me for, you know, auditing purposes, check if everything's above board, you know, well articulated and so forth. That's me.
All right, that's cool. I see on your Instagram, you guys have like a token whitey. That's important. I mean, I'm
Charlie
not gonna
cut.
I'm not gonna like,
everyone,
put that down. I mean, you know. That's
but
important.
It's important for that one representative face.
Yeah, we just don't have an Indian though. I mean, where do you expect to make any money?
We do have an Indian.
Yeah, they tend to come and go.
Oh, okay.
There is an Indian, by the way.
WEE. White economic empowerment. So don't worry, we've got this under control. Cater for the whole representation.
They are ahead of the game.
That
don't play with
so
it.
So guede right now.
You have to be a local. You're rolling up in tough times in SA.
Okay.
You know, so you're making sure that everything is catered.
I love you.
I would love
Wandile.
Like,
he's wearing the t-shirt and everything.
I was like Wandile is like such a pump. He looks like the Suge Knight of the group.
Yeah.
Like he gets ish done.
No, he's the guede of the group. He gets ish done, and if you're going to say something bad, he's going to get you later.
Oh
on the
my gosh, I just
you.
Can't deal.
Say it again.
That's how I roll, though. on the field, off the field, I'm the nicest guy you can find.
Okay, but on the field, you could knight somebody.
Don't
hurt those kids on Sunday.
No,
it's Saturday.
Saturday,
yeah.
22nd of July.
At the Zola, where's it happening again?
It's Zola.
Yeah.
Zola Sports Ground.
Zola Sports Ground. I knew it, but I just wanted you guys to say it.
Wow. So, but yeah, it's happening, man, and it's something great that we've come together for. It's an amazing opportunity for us to just give back. I mean, we all come from disadvantaged backgrounds. Yeah.
Mm.
So for us to be where we are right now, it's the grace of God. And we just want to make sure that we give back to our own people.
That's dope, guys. Yeah. I really appreciate that. But I want to ask something, Tammy.
Yes,
I want to ask, basically, when you came in as part of this, were you there from the beginning? And did you guys know that it was going to turn out to be not just a social activity,
yeah,
which is a great social activity, guys getting together on a Sunday and doing something positive?
Yeah.
Or was it like, was there a big plan later on?
I'm glad you asked that. Actually, at the beginning, it was Maitli Mohapelo and I. We used to call a couple of our other friends over. It used to be like 2 versus 2 or 3 versus 3.
Yeah.
We run around for like 15 minutes and you're dead. And there's no one else there. And we slowly mobilized, got the other guys in. We did not know it would create this monster, because what we have now is about 50, 60 men that play across a full field, 30 versus 30.
Wow.
The numbers are getting ridiculous. But we like it in a good way, you know?
Okay. And then when did you guys decide, like, okay, guys, you know what? We've got to take this and make it something more than just rugby.
About, what's it been now? 3-4 months?
Yeah.
We decided to formalize the structure, sat down with the guys, and we figured just by sheer weight of numbers.
Yeah.
You know, if you have 50 guys contributing just 100 rand every month.
Mm.
Okay.
You know, you collate that, by the end of the year, you're sitting on 60,000. You know?
Okay.
50,000.
Sure.
And from there, we can go to corporates and say, this is what we have.
Yeah, jump that's important,
board.
Right?
Let's put a school, a child through school. Let's, you know, buy blankets that
that's
we do the
really
blanket drive.
Dope, man.
So, yeah.
Okay.
That's where it's at.
And actually, you guys, you know, I see that there is a bank account with FNB and everything else. I love the initiative. What's the big sky thinking, the blue sky thinking, Sabela? Where do you want to take this? How far do you want to take this?
Well, the first thing, we must make sure that we keep our CSI, you know, aside, running properly, because that's the main thing. We want to make a difference. We want to make sure that black children out there actually have the same opportunities or even better opportunities out there, because it's a problem, because we come from a disadvantaged background in terms of mostly.
Mm-hmm.
So you find that even with rugby, some of the black kids don't make it because they won't have maybe transport to go to the trials. They won't have the money for the shoulder pads and things like that, and that's how they fall off. Small things that you fall off a big thing because of small things. But generally, we're looking at acquiring a couple of things, say property, assets, and make sure that we use that to become institutions for black excellence.
Sure.
Oh, that's dope, man. Okay, I want to come back to that, but we also have Diro in the studio, because actually today is really about, like, I'm going to say the word because it sounds so good. Black excellence. And we've also got Zimkita, who we'll be talking to in a few. So we've got another lovely female.
Estrogen. We've got more estrogen in the studio.
Yes, that's what it is. Diro.
Yeah, man.
What's up, guy?
Good, man.
So what you up to, man?
I have this company called Driver for a Day.
Yeah.
So basically what we do is we provide professional transportation for professionals.
Okay.
So like if you have a career, if you're in a career where you need to, you know, like move around a lot, drive around a lot, go from meeting to meeting, this is the perfect service for you. So do you guys provide a car and a driver, or do you just provide a driver if I've got a car?
We provide a car and a driver.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, how is this different from what we have out there at the moment, like a meter cab or an Uber or Taxify or anything like that?
For instance, first and foremost, this is not necessarily a taxi service. This is a chauffeur service.
Oh, okay. Right?
So like if it's a taxi, if you're using Uber, the Uber driver will drop you off at your meeting and then the driver's gone.
Okay.
So with us, your driver will stay with you. Like, he'll drop you off at your meeting and he'll be waiting for you downstairs.
Okay.
So,
and how do you make that, something like that, cost effective? I mean, at the end of the day, you know, the reason why Uber is making such an impact in our market in South Africa is because it just come in at a price that meter taxis just cannot keep up with. And although people like to shine, I mean, if you're an Uber Black, like, this is pretty good, you know, but it's not like you're breaking, well, maybe you are.
Well, Uber Black is expensive.
Like the whole day on Uber Black, man, going back. It's like
that's some real money.
Yeah, but you know, like
I'm like, I don't know.
So how do you make it cost effective?
I mean, think of us as like an Uber that's with you every step of the way. You know, like so we don't necessarily have those luxurious Uber Black cars.
Okay.
So we have like, you know, your Toyota Corolla Quests and stuff like that. And also we don't charge you per kilometer like Uber does. Mm. We charge you per hour. So like you can travel as far as you want within Gauteng for just an hour. So we're not saying like don't go to Cape Town or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So
we could go to the Vaal up there, like, that's an hour long ride. And then come back, that's another hour.
You know, exactly.
That's a long way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not in peak traffic. It's going to take you more than that.
Yeah. But no, but I've actually used the service. I think it's a great service.
All right, tell us about your experience.
Okay, so
because you're fancy, huh?
I'm fancy like that.
Wrong? Was the portion for repairs?
Oh my god! Going back, no, it was actually a great experience.
Okay.
So you get picked up, like, you know, your Uber would pick you up. But you know what I like about it? Because it's your car for the day, you can leave your stuff in the car.
Oh, yeah. So you can actually have like a bag.
Yes.
Which you can't do on Uber.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to a meeting with your gym bag. Which, like, look, they have to explain. No, I'm just, it's because I'm.
No, sorry. My car's in. And I don't know why sometimes you just feel like giving excuses for shit. So you're just like, so my car broke yesterday. Anyway, you know, like, how are you?
And, like, I'm sorry. This is my gym bag. I didn't bring the really nice one. I didn't bring the Louis Vuitton one today because I didn't know I was like, going to meet you guys.
You
know,
you really think things through, hey?
Yeah.
I'm starting to worry about you.
Yeah,
you suffer from Batlaring syndrome.
Batlaring. What's that?
What are they going to say?
Oh, Batlaring.
Batlaring. Am I saying it wrong?
Batlaring.
Batlaring.
Which, when you patla someone, it's a sticking ball.
And I had such conviction. I said it with such conviction.
But that's cool. You know what? I'm going to credit you with Batlaring syndrome. So moving along, yeah?
No, but yeah, so it was actually, that's the one perk about it. And then another perk is because you're not paying a lot of money per hour, whereas with Uber, you do tend to pay, you know, like if I go from my house to Sandton, Uber would be about 280, and it's less than an hour trip.
Yeah.
And then with you guys, it's 180.
It's 180 rand per hour.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, that's very cost effective.
Oh, okay.
You just hope it doesn't run past that hour. You're like, shit!
You see, you stay on time. You're like, when the meeting starts going past the hour, you're like, you know what, guys, I'm so sorry.
No,
but I've got another one.
Like, by quarter to two.
Right now. You know, I'm really busy today, so I gotta go. Thanks, though.
No, by quarter to two, you're rounding it up.
Yeah.
You're
right.
Can you send me the minutes?
Just trying to podcast, don't lie. Okay.
But the downside is that you only have to book for a minimum of 3 hours.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like that's what we're selling. It's a driver for a day. If you're gonna use this for an hour, you might as well use an Uber.
Yeah.
You know, so
So that comes out to about 540 rand.
But that's not bad.
It's not bad.
I mean
you have a chauffeur for those hours.
Yeah, yeah. Per day, it's not bad. It's certainly cheaper than
And it's perfect because, like, if you're going to your meeting, you can get some work done, make some calls.
Yeah.
So it's like basically having an office.
Yeah, you can like send emails.
Yeah,
without having to worry about other drivers getting upset. Like, what? I'm sending an email. Stop hooting.
You can have a lover's tip. It's everything. You can do everything without being emotional.
That's if you know that you fight a lot as a couple, you should take it.
Yes.
It's so distracting. Don't you know that? Like, you're always fighting in the morning. You know, in traffic.
No joke. I saw a woman crying once, and she was driving. So I mean, I knew, like, I was like, a man. It can only be a man that can call such nonsense. No, she was alone in the car. Oh, yeah, but in my heart, I was like, only a man can call such
problems. They were on Bluetooth. They were doing it right there.
And she's talking it like, you know, the cars are moving. And I was like, she's going to get someone killed.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, it helps
me as well. I'm not like ashamed to say that there have been times, you know, with some exes where you're actually together in the car.
Oh my gosh.
And you're just fighting right there. And at every street light, you're wondering, like, these people are watching us. Like, we're going at it. Like, no one can see us.
No, but professional fighting couples, like, actually, how to control the, like,
the body language.
It's all about the body.
It's not even telling each other. Hold up. You stop the car. Listen, I'm going to tell you something.
No, like, you know, they keep their hands in one place. Okay. You know, it's like couples who've had in a restaurant who speak through their teeth. And I told you that you... And then you're like... they look like they're fighting.
Yeah. Those quiet couples in a restaurant that never speak to each other. Like the whole meal. They're just like, And they're just eating. Food is good. Like, okay. He cheated.
back to the driving service.
So, where can people get hold of you guys?
You can catch us. I know not at the moment. Okay, so we have a website, www.d4d.me.
Okay.
We also have a Twitter account at Driver for a Day. You can catch us on Facebook as well, Driver for a Day. And so, yeah.
When you say you service the whole of Gauteng, like, you know, are we talking Pretoria? Are we talking even if I'm coming like from Soweto, the south?
Yeah, we can get your driver.
Rudepoort, Reimsig, those far off places.
Excuse me? Reimsig?
Reimsig.
It's not that far.
It's so far.
Pretoria is far. Reimsig is not that far.
Reimsig makes Pretoria look like it's around the corner.
What?
But anyway, we'll talk about that another time. So, you know, anywhere you are, you got to book it the day before.
Yeah, at least 24 hours before.
All right.
And if you have to cancel for any means necessary, like, we won't charge you for that.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
That's a bit awkward.
Maybe you should charge.
Maybe you should charge a cancellation fee. Because I'm going to be honest. Like, I'm black.
I'm
and I know that.
Too.
I know that we can be unreliable. Mm-hmm. Like, you had made up your mind that tomorrow I'm going to do this. And then you realize, like, hey, but 508. What? Again, 514.
And you've negotiated with a family member.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, if you're passing this way, I'll give you 100 rand for petrol.
The family's like, you know what? You know, I'm going to cancel, bro. Something came up. It's like, call a friend.
No, but I mean, like when you're starting up, I mean, you have to compromise a bit, you know.
I suppose.
Okay, wait, but you're not targeting the demographic that's going to be canceling on you, right?
No.
You're not targeting people who can't afford your service.
Black people with money, they're the worst, dog.
You'd know. You're a black person with money.
I know, my friends, you know. Not me, but my friends. Dang. But anyway,
y'all got issues.
No, I hear you. Like, you've got to do some compromises. But, you know, the business is growing. And how well is it doing? I mean, how long have you had it for?
It's less than a year old.
Okay.
But we're doing pretty well right now. We are servicing corporate clients as well. So things are moving.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Well, right now, we also would like to talk to a young lady who's doing amazing things. Zimkita.
Hello.
Speak into the microphone, my dear. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
I'm
how
so
are
glad you?
You
made it through here. You've got an event next week. It's Friday, am I correct?
That's correct, on the 28th.
On the 28th of July.
Yes, sir.
And basically, the event is the hookup dinner.
Yes,
tell us about the hookup dinner. What's that all about?
Okay, so the hookup dinner is a platform where we've got fairly new entrepreneurs, so we call them seed entrepreneurs, as well as currently operational entrepreneurs who come together and share ideas. And we also have a couple of features within our program. So we've got Just Pitch 180, where entrepreneurs go head to head, selling the idea or pitching the idea for 180 seconds. We've got five entrepreneurs per event, and the winner of the event will stand a chance of getting an amount from crowdfunding that we source on the floor on the evening, as well as the exposure. So whether or not you win on the evening, you're there with different corporates, with different individuals who can. You stand a chance of collaborating with different people because you've shared a business idea, whether it's existing or it's still new, but then you get to tell people what it is that you're doing and what it is that your business is all about.
So basically, this is like a corporate event, or not? What am I saying? It's a networking event on steroids.
Correct.
Because it's like you're just networking with like-minded people. But how do you get... Okay, you want to ask?
Yes, I want to find out. The entrepreneurs that end up pitching, do you guys screen them beforehand? Do you screen the business beforehand?
So right now, we've got pitch clinics
okay.
that take place a week before the event.
Oh.
So they get screened. We want to find out if you've got a social media presence, if you've got a business plan, business model, that kind of information. Jeez. Yes, so we do screen
them. Social media presence is becoming a problem these days.
It's a real thing.
Right? Jeez.
Okay, just keep following me, people. And then the other thing is how do you get the audience? How do you entice other people who are not going to necessarily be pitching to pay for a dinner and come through and listen to other people pitching? Are you targeting mostly venture capitalists, corporates who have an appetite for that sort of thing?
So it's a mix of aspiring entrepreneurs as well as corporates. So everybody comes together because you're not necessarily paying to get in. You're paying for the meal because it is the hookup dinner.
Yeah.
So... 100 rands versus
100 bucks for the dinner?
Exactly.
Does that come with wine? I'm just curious.
It's only 100 for a dinner.
It's only 100 rands,
you know,
though, to be sure.
Food is.
No, I'm
how cheap
I
are
wanna
you?
I want to know, does that come with the or not? So I know.
No, it doesn't.
Like,
come
I don't want to be like ordering the meal list.
No.
The next thing is like, we have a problem. And I already budgeted 100.
Oh,
I was like, what do you
God.
Mean it's 1,002?
No, so the 100 rand is just for the food, but then the value behind it is, I believe that it's far more greater.
Of course,
than the 100 rands.
I just want to make sure that people don't come there with the wrong idea.
No, there's no wine included. So it's just the meal.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but is there wine being served?
Yes, we've got an adult bar.
Okay.
And then like, so where are you having this one that's coming
up? So this particular one is on the 28th of July. In Boksburg at the Banquet Hall. Banquet Hall.
Oh, it's at the Banquet Hall.
Yes,
there's a place called the Banquet Hall.
Yes, all it's right. in Boksburg at their customer service center.
Okay.
So it starts at 6 p.m. until 8, and we've got confirmed speakers. We've got TK Ngiza,
okay,
who is from TS Records.
Yeah,
and also he's
Nhlanhla Nciza's husband.
Yes, he's also the TG for ANC in Ekurhuleni. So that's a treasurer general.
Oh, okay.
We've got the mayor of Ekurhuleni.
Mm-hmm. And I know they give away tenders in Ekurhuleni, so you can go if you're an entrepreneur.
Oh, wow.
We've got Skinny Swoo Socks, who's a baby of that.
Yeah.
And we've got Kaifas Chauke.
Is Skinny Swoo still looking for money? Is he going to be there, or is he on
is
the panel?
Is he going to be funding? Or
so
he's
going to be conducting the interview. So he's in charge of our panel. So he'll be interviewing all of the speakers.
So he'll be one of those like the sharks or the dragons type people.
Yes.
Mm, so how do we know that your business is valued at 100,000?
So what he's doing is he's going to be asking the questions to our panel. So he'll be questioning Mzandile Masina on what opportunities are there for entrepreneurs provided by the government and the municipality. Now we're not talking inspirational anymore. We're not talking motivation. We want to find out what is the government doing for entrepreneurs.
Okay.
So that's what we're doing.
That's very cool.
So you know, even if you're not necessarily an entrepreneur, but you like 100 bucks for a meal, I would just go there just to eat on a Friday.
And what kind of a meal
take a
is
date.
That?
Like, it's 200 bucks for
Wait,
two?
Is it like, is it one of those starter mains and dessert meals? Or is it just like a main meal? Or is it like a buffet? Or is it like fried chicken?
So, we've got...
No, but we gotta know what we're paying for.
Okay, so we've just finalized the menu. So with different events, we've got different catering companies that we also want to expose because... Okay. You can't use the same person all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So we want to expose different catering companies. So for this one particularly, we've got like a proper meal. So it's just the main.
Okay.
So there's
seven
no
colors.
Starter and dessert kind of function.
And is it going to be like, is it going to have
is like
the
a Waldorf
food?
Salad?
Oh, yes. No.
You guys just... mustard, beef filet. Or is it like sort of like something simple?
No, there's
like
no beef Wellingtons, you guys.
You know, beef curry or stew.
Oh, my gosh.
You know? Okay, I'm going to have to say this. To make sure we're blacks.
Okay.
So we're feeding, so we're serving hearty meals. So you're going to have meat, starch.
If you're banting, bring us caffeine, okay? Because they're going to have carbs.
a lot of carbs.
But we're going to have veggies as well, but so
most
so
of our people are banting.
No, you'll be surprised.
Yeah,
really?
My parents are banting.
Shocked.
My
yeah,
my mom and dad.
Banting.
No, they started the whole thing. My mother came back from
but
Mozambique.
Your parents
she was like,
are bougie.
We're banting. We're
your
banting
parents
from
are
rap.
Bougie.
And I was like, okay, let's bant. They kind of are, but you know.
No,
they weren't
like,
that bougie. They're from Mamelodi, dude. And no. Now they're banting. They go to church and say, what's it? Matsatse rabenta. It's so cool.
And are people going to, should they expect like finger foods when they get there or no? Am I just asking too much?
Look, there's going to be a hearty meal, okay? You paid $100.
Thank you, Dinesh.
Eat your food.
Eat
listen
your food and go
talking,
home.
Okay?
And get picture them, my dear.
Picture that idea.
Yeah, so the fundamental about that is making sure that our entrepreneurs have access to different corporates, have access to other entrepreneurs where we can sit and discuss with like-minded people, sharing ideas and exchanging ideas. And we want to find out what can we do for each other, what can the government do for us, if anything. That's basically the essence of that.
Wait, I want to know something though. There's also a crowdfunding element to it as well, where it's like, okay, maybe what I'm asking for, one of you cannot provide. But if you all get together and it's 50-50, I can get what I need.
That's it.
Okay. And have you done this before?
We have. So, okay. Thad Masero, that's in Lesotho, they rounded up 65,000 rands in one night.
Okay.
Wow.
At that. So, yeah. So it is a thing and it is quite big. So that's why we emphasize the importance of crowdfunding at each and every event, because it helps somebody who's got a great business idea to get started or to move forward with their idea, because money for entrepreneurs is a thing. Like capital is a challenge.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If we all come together, chip in 50 rands, 5 rands, it doesn't really matter.
Let's not do the 5 rand thing. I'm going to encourage that.
Okay,
50 rand thing, you just paid $100 for your dinner. You can't afford 500. Like reach deep.
Absolutely.
Thousand.
It's like a tithing bucket.
So that's why we're here. Mm-hmm. If there's an Old Mutual, if there's someone from Old Mutual listening and they believe in the upliftment of entrepreneurs and SMMEs, then you're more than welcome to come. I will provide our contact information at the end of the show. Oh, I'll leave them with you.
Even if you're from Liberty, you're welcome.
Anyone, even the government.
Everyone. If you've got some money in your pocket.
Even
though.
If you were just like, you've started your own business and you know, you want to just give back, you want to help. Even if you're
money.
In corporate.
Absolutely.
And you yourself are a working guy, you know, a working girl, and you've got a great career going. You don't necessarily want to get into being an entrepreneur, but you want to help other people who are entrepreneurs. I think this is a great place, because even if you don't get funding, you can at least get a market, right?
Exactly.
You can cultivate a market
exactly.
for what you're doing.
Because when you're doing a pitch, you're telling people about who you are and what you do. So it's exposure.
And what made you decide to start something like this? And how long ago did you start it?
Okay, so Thad was started by two gentlemen by the names of Selebogo Molefe, as well as Phakiso Tsotetse. So those are the founders of that. So every other branch of that that has come about has been a product of that Josie.
Okay.
So we've got Thad Santon, Thad Eguruleni, Pretoria, Maseru, Harare, nice. UK. So these are all babies that came from an idea by them. So it's now 5 years old. And I believe that they're going to be here next week. So they're going to be able to give you a broader idea of what that is about, how it even came about.
Okay. Like, it's the hookup dinner. And I'm so glad you like clarified it on our first conversation. Because
you
like,
thought
I'm
it was a
hookup. To the hookup dinner. And I was like,
you were like, okay, I'm not about that life.
I'm not
like,
trying to get hooked
up. I'm not there anymore. But like,
where were you? Where have you been all my life?
So it's about entrepreneurs, guys. You're not getting hooked up the way you're thinking.
You might. You never know where you'll meet your potential husband.
We're not saying that's not going to, that might not happen, but that's
just
not
go.
What
you know
about.
What? I'm always like, if you ask the universe, go with an open mind.
Go open minded.
If that's what you want, go
you
hunt.
Might get more than
you
a
go
business
hunt.
Proposal. You might get a marriage. Then
a business proposal. You just never know.
All right.
No, but I like that from the hookup dinner, Skinny Spoo Socks got funded.
There's
the
Lazy
Makoti got funded.
Wow. We've got other, like, tips
so
of the gene
success
maker
stories.
The gene maker, Lazy Makoti. I'm a huge fan of the Lazy Makoti, eh?
Are you?
Yeah, like, I go on her page and, like, get the recipes for myself. You know what I mean? Because she's teaching me as well.
That's great, exactly. Yeah. And she's teaching other women as well, so. Yeah.
Candace? Yeah. So, tell me, on Saturday, what time do we start?
We start at 9 o'clock in the morning, yes?
At the Zola Sports Ground. 9 o'clock in the morning. Until what time?
Until 12.
Okay.
But yeah, some of us might stay on, carry on playing games with the kids.
Okay. So it's basically what we're playing games.
Yeah.
And
playing games, dishing out groceries, okay, giving them food, sustenance.
Okay, right. So it's not like a fun day thing. It's not like the, you can go pitch up if you're just an ordinary person and buy like a burrito roll for.
No, it's, no. It's essentially a food drive, okay, and giving groceries to the kids, okay, but also spending time in that process.
And how do you guys like decide which kids are going to get this? Is it a home, or do you go out and find the kids who are like in childhood at homes, yeah, and that sort of thing?
It's called Tavelo Youth Development, and they have about 800 kids,
okay,
that they, you know,
all right.
help along. So we just said we can help with,
okay,
a few, and they, right, decide.
Okay, so it's not just about bringing the groceries. It's like just like the kids also want, yeah, that spending of time, yeah, be there,
yes,
sow into their life,
yeah,
give them some advice if
leave
you can.
Something,
leave, yeah, something, you know,
something
which like is that. Awesome, man. Yeah. 9 till 12 at the Zola Sports Ground.
And is there a follow-up? Like after the food drive, is there going to be like the same kids that you follow up with? Or is there like some sort of a database that you keep for the kids? Or?
We will follow up with that youth development program.
Oh, the
program,
youth development
but,
program.
But every other week we have, you know, another drive. You know, last month we had a blanket drive giving out blankets in inner city.
Okay.
So yeah, we...
I love it.
Bounce between the two.
Love it.
Okay. And if someone wants to sign up for the Touch Rugby Sundays, Wandy, where do they go?
Wandy looking like a pump with his orange glasses.
Social media. We've got Twitter.
Yeah.
We have TRS Sundays. Mm. On Facebook, we've got Touch Rugby Sundays. Instagram, Touch Rugby Sundays also. Mm. But it's not really signs up. You come there, you
just
come,
eh? So if you go on social media, you'll know where you guys are going to be. Are you at one place every weekend,
yeah,
or do you move?
We're Pirates Rugby Club.
Okay. That's like by Parkhurst.
Yeah,
and the bougie, they bougie.
Parkhurst and what's the other
Greenside.
And Greenside.
Yeah,
nice.
So we start at 12:30 every Sunday.
Ah, dang! I'm in church until 1.
No, but that's choice because we normally play 3 chuckers. So three chuckers to 10.
So you're gonna be there.
I might, you know, but I just like I can't mess with my Sunday thing.
Come on!
You know, I'm going to the 11:15 service, and I want to go to the earlier one, and I can come after. You know.
Yeah, because it's also a nice way to take out the Friday shandies, the Saturday partying.
Yeah.
You know.
No, but you
Sunday
heard.
You come in. You run it off, you set it off, and Monday you're back at work.
He needs the aggression. You guys do touch. He doesn't want touch. He wants the aggression. He wants, you know, you to get in there.
Do you know what happens? People that are like that get them be humbled because all the aggression goes out the window once you've seen how.
So you're saying
there's some fit guys there. They will put you down.
100%.
So you're saying your soundtrack leaving is going to be Kendrick Lamar. Sit down. Be humble.
Back again. I'm a celebrity. You guys hit me in the face.
No celebrity points there. No celebrity points there.
Yeah, okay. Ellen, you were going to say.
No, I was saying I also have church until around the same time, 11:15.
And you make it. Yeah. You make it to touch.
No, I'm always the late guy, and I'm always the one that.
Okay, but how long do you play if you're that late?
Like one listen, we start at 12:30.
Okay.
Every Sunday, but you know we play. It depends how intense the game is. If it's a bunch of professionalism, you know, people don't respect the call.
Like, can you do this as a guy who's got a fan? Because like that's around
lunchtime. As a guy who's got what?
Yeah. Seven colors time. So how do you do this? How do you make it
you
work?
You see, after touch, then you go for the seven colors. That's when you appreciate it more.
Oh, okay.
Opposed to you know like ish. Now I'm
you
like,
earn your cheat day.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
You get to eat colors. That seven colors. Yeah. With pride in your heart. That's what they're saying.
Okay, Tiro, on your side, one thing I want to ask about, just to make sure, because some people like aren't sure. On you say you're on Twitter and you're on social media and you also
have a
website
as well.
Just give us the social media handles for your Twitter and your Instagram, please.
It's Twitter is at Driver for a Day.
Yeah.
Facebook as well, Driver for a Day. That's F-O-R, not with the four. Okay, so... That's if. People get that confused sometimes.
Oh, okay. Like spell it like the word.
Yeah, spell it like
the
word. Yeah.
I was confused. F-O-R.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously the website is www.d4d.me.
And how many cars do you guys have?
We have quite a few, but we partner with some other companies as well, like Uber, Africa Ride as well. So like we have some partnerships going.
Okay, so the standard is very high. And obviously you screen all the drivers, even if they don't
drivers are screened. Yeah, drivers are screened.
So for the ladies they can feel safe and
very safe. Very safe. How did you feel when you were with your driver?
I felt very safe, but I bought bodyguards, so That's how I roll. No, I'm kidding.
With
no.
Entourage.
I travel. Yeah, you know, petrol. Just in case I had to start paying somewhere. I needed someone. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. But it was. It was a very good ride. And the drivers are very, they're not intrusive, which is nice as well. Because, hey, sometimes, you know, when you Uber a lot, they want to talk. And you're like, oh, I'm tired. Yeah. You know, yeah. So at least it's very, it's a comfortable ride.
What I also want to know, though, is are you guys planning to branch out into, let's say I went out for dinner at the club. And now I'm like, ish, I can't go home like this and drive. Is there a possibility for someone to call you at that time?
No, definitely. That's definitely something that we've been thinking about. If you're going club hopping, you know, you have a long night out, then it's perfect for you. You know, you don't want to drink and drive.
Yeah.
So it's great for that because you can leave your makeup in the car.
Exactly.
Lady, and you can leave your other shoes in the car. So if you decide, you know what, I want them to be higher heels.
I love that you're thinking ahead.
And you can even leave a change of clothes so that from club to club, you're wearing different clothes.
Who are you dating? I was like, change your shoes?
And then like, you know, that walk of shame thing in the morning? You can leave a bag in the boot, so you don't have to have that.
Wow, you've been with some people.
I've just figured it out as I was going through my mind.
No,
it's a service right there.
I'm just thinking about like who changes club to club. Like, damn, girl, you
never know.
Wow.
You never know.
I've seen that happen.
Well,
you never know.
Exactly. Maybe, just maybe, we were at the club and now we're going to the after something.
Or maybe you were at the third dinner, right?
No.
So from the third dinner where you had to be a lady, now you want to go out. You know.
I'm all for, like, you know, from a formal function to going to a club and, you know, you just do a quick change. But that's like taking off like a trench coat for me. That's not like putting on a whole new dress.
We'll take you to a whole new level now. Thank
God.
Wow, God
bless
out with
you guys.
Me.
Yeah.
And then Zimkita, where can people get hold of you guys if they want to be part of this? I assume that the entrepreneurs are going to be doing their pitches. Have they already been chosen or can they still try and enter?
They can, most definitely.
Where?
May they please send an email to Thud Ekuruleni. So this is T H U D Ekuruleni E K U R H U L E N I @gmail.com.
I wasn't even because nobody knows how to spell that thing.
So it's Thud Ekuruleni @gmail.com. We are still taking pitches and we've got a pitch clinic on the 22nd of July. And then we'll
select on Saturday.
So we'll select our top five for next week Friday.
Okay. And
Saturday.
Then if they just want to participate by being there and they want to sign up for the dinner, same email address?
Okay. So yes, may they please send an email to that email address. However, they can follow us on Twitter. On Instagram. It's The Hookup Dinner. On Facebook, it's also The Hookup Dinner. And on Twitter. So they can get any information.
Oh, the full name. The Hookup Dinner. Okay, cool. And in terms of the payment for the dinner, do they do an EFT or can they just bring cash in the night? Or they can just swipe. What if you don't carry cash? Because, you know. Have you got a machine? A snap scan? A Zappa? Something? I don't know.
We'll make a plan.
Code reader. Sometimes I don't like to carry cash.
Because you're Tamisha Marsha.
Like,
you're a target. Yeah. Hello. You're Jaleb.
I'm always like, I don't have any cash, guys. Sorry.
Yo,
sometimes I don't even carry a wallet. I'm just like, don't
because
you know
your
who
auntie
I am?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I mean,
I want to be like him one day.
Tabby, you know you do it too. Tabby, you know you do it too.
Great
show.
Everyone strives to pay for a loaf of bread, but you know who I am.
With exposure. I just get there and I can check it.
I'll give you exposure.
Here's my exposure card. Just make it happen.
I love it. This has been such a fun show.
It has been a fun show. There's more.
Lastly, the
woman wants the last word.
She should have the last word. Go on.
Thank you so much for allowing me. So we will see you guys on the 28th of July, 6 to 9, at Banquet Hall, and this is in Boksburg. For any further information, they can send an email to thudekuruleni@gmail.com or follow us or DM us on any of the social media platforms. The Hookup Dinner.
Oh, you guys respond to the DM.
We should. We are responsive. Like,
hey,
it goes down
that?
In the DM. On the DM.
It's a hookup.
It's a hookup, man.
So if you have not done your Mandela Day stuff, like you missed it, you know, make sure that you go to the Zola Sports Ground this Saturday between 9 a.m. and 12 p.m. Bring some groceries, or better yet, go on to the social media page, Instagram, and we can find you guys details there in terms of bank account details, right?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Yes, you can. And you can make a donation. Wendy, what else?
Oh,
I see you, bro.
Just wanted to say after Saturday, Sunday, as we are, we're going to have a bring and bri. Just to celebrate three boys that are having birthdays from TRS committee. Ongezo Lupwana, Onosime Zonge, and Dope. I don't know Dope's surname.
Midupi.
Oh, wait, so Dope, we all invited.
Like his given name. That's
yeah. We all
yeah.
invited.
He signed him the name, Dope.
Yeah, yeah, obviously, okay. You know, because I roll like Suge Knight.
All right. And so as well, you know, just to give you a little bit of a shout out as well, you know, just make sure that people try it out for a day, anytime of the day or night.
Anytime of the day or night.
Okay.
We got you.
Perfect,
yes,
man.
Yes, guys, go try it.
Day
it's amazing.
Or night.
Yeah, go club hopping with him.
Yeah.
It would be a lot of fun.
You never know. I mean, you know, hopefully you get Tiro and he might give you...
Yeah. Oh, he's
wild,
the bachelor. Cheers, guys.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Another one. This is CliffCentral.com.